Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today, from Rome, we have Father Vivian Boland, a friar of the Irish province, who is the assistant to the master of the order. The preaching is entitled, At Last.
A reading from the book of Genesis. The Lord God said, It is not good for the man to be alone. I will make a suitable partner for him. So the Lord God formed out of the ground various wild animals and various birds of the air, and he brought them to the man to see what he would call them. Whatever the man called each of them would be its name. The man gave names to all the cattle, all the birds of the air, and all wild animals, but none proved to be the suitable partner for the man. So the Lord God cast a deep sleep on the man, and while he was asleep, he took out one of his ribs and closed up its place with flesh. The Lord God then built up into a woman the rib that he had taken from the man. When he brought her to the man said, This one at last is bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. This one shall be called woman, for out of her man this one has been taken. That is why a man leaves his father and mother and clings to his wife, and the two of them become one flesh. The second reading is from the letter to the Hebrews. Brothers and sisters, he for a little while was made lower than the angels, that by the grace of God he might taste death for everyone. For it was fitting that he, for whom and through whom all things exist, in bringing many children to glory, should make the leader to their salvation perfect through suffering. He who sanctifies and those who are sanctified all have one origin. Therefore, he is not ashamed to call them brothers. And the Gospel reading is from St. Mark, chapter 10. The Pharisees approached Jesus and asked, Is it lawful for a husband to divorce his wife? They were testing him. He said to them in reply, What did Moses command you? They replied, Moses permitted a husband to write a bill of divorce and dismiss her. But Jesus told them, Because of the hardness of your hearts, he wrote you this commandment. But from the beginning of creation, God made them male and female. For this reason, a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. So they are no longer two, but one flesh. Therefore, what God has joined together, no human being must separate. In the house, the disciples again questioned Jesus about this. He said to them, Whoever divorces his wife and marries another commits adultery against her, and if she divorces her husband and marries another, she commits adultery. And people were bringing children to him that he might touch them, but the disciples rebuked them. When Jesus saw this, he became indignant and said to them, Let the children come to me, do not prevent them, for the kingdom of God belongs to such as these. Amen, I say to you, whoever does not accept the kingdom of God like a child will not enter it. Then he embraced them and blessed them, placing his hands on them. So imagine Adam wondering whether any other creature God has made will be an appropriate partner for him. One by one they pass by, and he names them all, but it is not looking good. The cow, faithful and timid, but hardly a stimulating conversation partner in the evenings. The eagle, magnificent and deadly, but fairly egocentric, keeping an eye out all the time for a good meal. The lion, now there's a beast, but too powerful, too fast, and not really the one to help Adam in the things he's been asked to do in the garden. God knows his creature well and sees the problem. So sleep, Adam, rib out, woman created. At last, Adam cries, a partner, an equal, a companion, bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. And they live together in the garden, happily ever after. Magari, as the Italians say, if only it were true, they live together ever after, but not as happily as they would have hoped. We can imagine another cry of "at last" coming from the mouth of Adam, waiting as he has been in the underworld for the champion who will set him free. Jesus is the second Adam, or the new Adam, the fresh beginning, the one who restores creation, heals it of the consequences of Adam's sin, and leads God's creatures into the garden where they will live happily ever after, in communion and partnership, in love. He too is bone of our bones and flesh of our flesh. It is the whole point, says the letter to the Hebrews, from which the second reading is taken over the next few weeks. He is made lower than the angels, to be a creature of flesh and blood like us, capable of suffering and of death, living within the limitations of flesh and blood, like his brothers and sisters. The one who sanctifies and the ones who are sanctified are of the same stock. They are all from one. Even though he is the Son, he learned to obey through suffering. And because he is the Son, he could offer the single sacrifice that is the world's salvation, and carry into the heavenly sanctuary the blood, the human blood, that is the world's redemption. Jesus recalls the creation of Eve in responding to the question about marriage and divorce. It was to live happily together ever after that God had created the man and the woman for each other. He has come to restore that original creation. The link with the children might seem obvious considering the context, but it is still a bit puzzling. They too are bone of our bones and flesh of our flesh, the fruit of how God has arranged it that man and woman can collaborate in the continuing work of creation. But Jesus does not tell us what it is about them, what it is about the children, that makes them a good model for how we ought to receive the kingdom. Is it because they are teachable and have not yet hardened their hearts? That seems to be what is implied in the fact that we hear about it precisely at this point. Bone of our bones, flesh of our flesh, blood of our blood, tears of our tears, all men and women are called out of the same prisons, are called by the one Saviour who is our brother, are called towards the same experience of communion and partnership, of love, a kind of marriage with God. We adults place so many obstacles to the flourishing of that dream. Today's readings call us to experience again the joy of "at last," which comes with a childlike encounter with Christ. At last, one like me. At last, one who understands me. At last, one with whom I want to spend all my days and all my nights. At last, the fulfillment that my battered adult heart has always desired. At last, Jesus, and the life he brings for all of us. At last. ¶¶